Okay, we're picking up from Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the wide lines at the bottom. Tanas. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to discuss bringing a new halacha from Hil Hazaken, and from there we're going to try to prove dinim about the halachas of get. So Tanas, we learned it over there in the Mishnah. Right, this is a Mishnah Erechit. The Mishnah says Brishayin Haya Nitman Yom Shnei Asar Chodesh Kedei Shiyei Chalut Lo. So the halacha is, as being discussed here in the Mishnah, the halacha of Bati Orechom, which we just had in the Parsha. But the halacha is that if someone sells a house that's from a walled city, the halacha is that the buyer buys it from this person, and the seller has a year to redeem the house. If he doesn't redeem the house within a year, it's called chaluk. It is definitively now in the possession of the person that bought it. So you can imagine a guy's like holding his breath. It's the end of the year. He's hoping that the seller's not going to come back to redeem his house, which really means to buy it back. That's right. So what he used to do is they figure if the guy hasn't come until the last day I'm just going to hide. So Rishona, the buyer would buy the Bater Chomer. He would hide on the last day of the 12 months. So this way the house would be decided it would go to this person forever. So he'll made a takana. We don't want this to happen. So he made a takana. If the guy can't be found, if the seller now wants to buy back his house, he can't find the buyer, he can just pay the money no matter what, says Rashi. He throws the money. Cholesh lashon zrika. He brings the pasuk in Yishayah that refers to cholesh zrika. So he throws the money into this lishka, which is not a particular place. Rashi says, Misuken hazakach. They would set up a certain chamber. It would be the place where you give the money. The seller would put the money over there. He goes into his house, he breaks into his house, and he can take back his house. And whenever the original buyer wants to get his money back, he can go and pick up the money in the chamber. Okay, that's that case. Amar Rava says, Rava mitakanaso shel Hillel nishma. We can infer from this takan of Hillel to the following din. If a person says he's giving a get almanas, that the woman has to give Masayim Zuz, v'nasnalo, and then she gives him the money. So it depends. Midaito, migareshes. If she gives him the money, midaito, that he wants to accept it, she's migareshes. Al-karcho, ain't a migareshes. But if it's al-karcho, she's not migareshes. How can you infer that from Hillel's statement? Mida itzrach leila Hillel itakune nesina bal-karche, from the fact that he'll have to make a special takana and say, you know what, if the guy doesn't want to take the money, you can force him to take the money. That was a special takana. Mashma, that really ikra din, that's not true. So he'll have to go out of his way and make a special takana. Really, the halacha is not like that. So now we see that in general, paying bal karcho is not called paying. And a big nafkamina, because that's all true, that he'll can make a takana where, when it comes to dini momenus. But when it comes to iser, tap rash and ayin hamad aleph, Gabigeti Yisuru, lo talking hill. He can't make a takana. So the inference of takana is very important because now, where the takana doesn't apply by get, we can infer that it's not going to work. And therefore, by the get, the halacha is that the husband does not have to take the money, and if he doesn't want to take the money, she's not divorced. So that's the Gemara's inference. This is according to Rava, the first Lishnah. This is Rava's inference from that takana made in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now attacks it. Maskalor of Papa. So Rav Papa deflects his raya from Rome and says that what's your raya? You're bringing a raya from the fact that he'll made a takana as mash without the takana, it wouldn't work. Right? So says the Rav Papa, that's true, but there are two aspects here to the takana. What happened was that Hillel was being masakin that the guy is going to pay Bal Korcho of the Lokeach, and when he's not here. In other words, this takana seems to incorporate those two things, but maybe only one of them was really a takana. In other words, had the guy been here, says the Gemara, had the guy been here, so then maybe you wouldn't need a takana. Then you wouldn't need Hill to make a takana. If the guy is here, you could pay a bal karcho. Hill's takana was only necessary for a situation where the guy is not here. So it's not fair to make that inference. So really, if I care, really maybe the pshat is even bal karcho, you could pay a guy back. So why does Hillel need the takana? In this particular case, he needed the takana because the guy wasn't around. If he'd be around, it'd be fine. In the case of get, the woman's always going to be around. You have to give her the get. Shouldn't say always around. But let's say, at least in the case where she's around, you would have to be able to give her the get, bal korcha. I'm sorry, not giving the woman, right? I'm talking the other way around, right? I'm talking about the case where the woman's giving back to the husband, right? When she's giving back the money back to the husband, in that case, if the husband be around, it would work. Okay. So the Gemara says, that you could say the other way around. So the Gemara says, maybe let's make the Ikadam will be the Lishan exact opposite way. Rav is going to infer from the Rosh Hashanah that what's the din? Right? So you see over there that either way it's going to be a Nesina. In other words, we'll infer from Hillel the exact opposite. We'll infer from Hillel that really you could give something Bal Korcha. And therefore, when it comes to the case of a woman, it'll work Bal Korcha. Right? And his, what's the right? Because his, Hillel only had felt the necessity to make the Takana when she wasn't there. But if the guy would be there, they would die to Bal Korcha, have a Nesina. So exactly the Katahana we left off with Rav Papa, according to the Sekulish, that's what Rav is saying. And the fact that Hillel had to make a Takana only when the guy was not there implies that had he been there, it would work. And then when you transfer that over to the case of the woman, it would be the same thing. When the woman is paying the $200 that she's supposed to pay, it will work. And she can definitely have the get go through if she wants to pay the money. Maskel of Papa, Bitem of Sibi Brashid, exact opposite Svar, right? No, how do you know? Vidilma, feel the fun of Nami Mitaito in Al Korcholoi. Maybe even if the guy was here by the Batar Rechema, the din would be that it only works Mitaito and not Al Korchol. Aye, so why didn't Hillel make a Takana for that? The Hillel might the Itzr Chle Tokin, what he needed to make a Takana for, he did. So in other words, that case never came up. There was never a situation by the Batar Rechema, there was never a situation where the guy was around and not accepting it. He was always running away. So when he ran away, so he'll have to make a takana that even though he ran away, you can Bal Korcha pay the money. But in Achanami, had the guy been here, he would have had the necessity to make a takana that when he's here, you can pay a Bal Korcha. In other words, it could have been that Mikar Adin, even when the guy is here, it would not work, and Hill would have to make a takana that Bal Korcha is going to work. So therefore, we have no rayas. We're being matra the raya either way in both lishnas. I'll try to make some horrors afterwards if we have time for this. Okay, so I'm going to ask you how do we come out. It's not clear how we come out. We have two lishnas, and each lishna has a dechia. Says the Gemara Vayter. So now, we want to see halacha l'maisa. So Amar Rav Bar Bachan Rav Yochanan called Malcham Shishan Rav Shuvim Gambil Mishnasenu halacha kamoisai chutz mi'arev v'tzidon v'raya achrona. So now that we had a machlekes, in our Mishnah, Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel, about paying that the value of the Itztala, so the Gemara now brings the statement of Rabbah Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan, which is a Shas Klal we have to know, that any place you find Shimon Gamliel arguing in the Mishnah, the Halacha is like him with the exception of three, and lo and behold, this Mishnah is one of the three exceptions. Okay, it's one of the three exceptions. Tzidon is one of what we have over here. So here we do not pass like Shimon Gamliel, we pass like the Tanakhama, that you cannot pay the value of the itzla. You have to pay, she has to give it back, the itzla itself. And the other cases are Arev and Rayachron. Arev is a machlekes, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Chachamim in Baba Basra about if you make a deal with a kablon, can the malva collect from the kablon before the loive, or does he have to go to the loive first if the loive has money? Okay, that's the machlekes over there. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is that you always have to go to the loive first, even by the kablon, and the Chachamim argue. And in the case of Raya, is the Machlekes in Sanhedrin, where there are two cases. The basic idea, there's two cases. The one is called Raya Mishona, one is called Raya Achrona, because they're both talking about Raya, so we label them Mishona and Achrona. So there, Shimon Gamliel argues with the Chachamim in two cases where they tell somebody in Beis Din, I want you to bring Rayas. You have a court case over here, you think you're right, what all the Rayas that you have, bring them to the table. So the first case, they tell him specifically, you have up until 30 days. He doesn't come up with it in the first 30 days, and then after 30 days he has a raya. So Chachamim say, okay, too bad, it's after 30 days. Shimon Gamliel says, what do you want the guy to do? He found it afterwards. He told him to bring it within 30 days. He didn't have it. He found something later. So in that case, we actually do pass the Shimon Gamliel, but in the raya achrona is when they ask the guy, do you have any rayas? And he says explicitly, I have no rayas. The first case, they told him, listen, you have 30 days to bring the proof.
He doesn't bring it, and then he brings it after 30 days. So there, we go like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we accept it, because what do you want him to do? The second case is the guy says explicitly, Ein li raya. They say, bring a raya. He says, I have no raya. And then later he brings a raya. So in that case, Rav Shimon Gamliel also says that we accept his rayas later on, but the halacha is not. Okay, so those are the three cases. Oreb, Tzida, and Raya Achva. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, and it's going to take us to the next Amud. We're going to have a brisa which seems to be shver with what we've learned up until now, because the brisa seems to contradict the halacha. And we're assuming that we're going to go like Shitas Rabbanon, that when a person says Amanas, it's Lav Me'achshav Dami, and this brisa is going to seem to contradict that. And the Gemara is going to try to figure out different ways to be Me'ashav the brisa. So here it goes. Tana Rabbanon. Hareza Giteich. Okay, we have a guy who says Hareza, he's telling his wife Hareza Giteich, Vahaniyar Shali, but the Niyar belongs to me. Ainam Igresh. So there, he's not at all giving her the get. He's stating very clearly, I am not giving you the Niyar. And Rashi says, so he didn't give her, says Rashi, Lo Yav Lev Lo Midi, Brahman Arab, Nelson the other. The Torah says you have to give her something. Here, you didn't give her anything. You're saying, here's writing on this paper, but I'm not giving you the paper. So he didn't give her anything. And therefore, the get's not halal. That part is clear. The second part of the brisa, which is going to be difficult for us, so the brisa continues, Amanash et chazir liyasaniyar migureshes. Amanash, that you give back the paper, so then the halach is that she is migureshes. So that the part is going to be shver. In fact, think more, maishna resha, maishna sefer. What's the difference between the resha and the sefer? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, just like in the resha, he didn't give her anything. In the sefer, he also didn't give her anything, because our assumption is that this brisa is going like Shitas Rabbanon, right? That when you say Amanas, it's Lav Me'achshavu, and therefore, it's as if you said L'Sheikh Tachzir really on the Yar, Lav Yiget. It's basically saying, you know, when you fulfill this condition that I said to do, which is to give it back to me, then the get will be Chal. Problem with that is that she doesn't have the get anymore. So if he's giving her a get and saying, it's going to be Chal when you give it back to me, he didn't give her anything. He never gave her a get. So how could it be in the brisa that when he says Amanashe Tosir Liyasaniyar, she's Migureshes? That's the Gemara's kasha. So essentially, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. The same problem you have in the Reisha, they didn't give her anything. You have in the Seifa also, because we're assuming that we go like the Rabbanan, not Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chista, Hamani, Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Amar Titein Li, what I say, because we're going like the Rabbanan, not like Rebbe. Well, like Rebbe again. And Rebbe. According to Rebbe, Amanas is Me'achshav Dami. And the Chachamim say it's not Me'achshav Dami. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, I have a different way of getting at it. Hamani Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not, you're right, it's not Rebbe. We're going like the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe, but it's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What does he hold? Amar Tite Lo Astameh. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita in the Mishnah, right, is that if you can't give the itzla, you give the money. So to over here, listen, she needs to hold on to the get because she wants the get to be chal. In order, so what is she going to do? Instead of giving back the get, she'll give back money. So that's what the Gemara says. Hachanami efshet mefai slay bedami. She'll give him money just like you give money by the itzla. She'll also give money in place of the get. Okay, so therefore you can assume that still we're assuming almanas is lav me'achshav dami, but it still worked like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe Rav Shimon only said that when you don't have the item. He made it tonight. I want you to give me this piece of clothing. She doesn't have it, so we have a way of getting out of it. But here, when you have it, Rav Shimon will allow you to replace it with something else. You have the thing itself. You have to give it back. And therefore, that's not an adequate teretz. So the Gemara goes on different teretz. This is Shitas Rav Meir. What shita is Rameir? The Amar be'inan tanai kafol. Rameir shita is that you need, whenever you make a tanai, and this is one of the sugas you handle of tanaim, okay, these sugas come up a few places in Shas, in Bava Metzia, and Kiddushin. Here we have the suga, what's called mishpitei ha-tanoim. It's called the different laws regarding a tanai. So, Rameir shita is that whenever you make a tanai, you have to do what's called a tanai kafol. You have to say, if you fulfill the tanai, then this will happen. If you don't, then that will happen. You have to speak out both sides. So if you're going to Rebbe Shita, you need a tanai kafel. Here, you weren't going for the tanai. You only said one side. All he said was, right? Now, what's the din when you make a tanai and you did it in a bad way? So the halacha is
that the Maisa is Kaim and the Tanai is Batal. So if you made a Tanai and you messed it up, we just ignore the Tanai. So the Gemara says, beautiful, the Gemara says very simple. Right here, he made a Tanai, which is totally irrelevant because he didn't say it in the right way, so we completely ignore it. And what are we left with? He gave her a get. That's the Allah in Mishnah 20. If you didn't fulfill the Tanai, that's what happens. And if you just take a look, Rashi speaks that up here, the Ramasa lo kafle, Rashi says, the end of that Rashi, the name of Taksu lo yeget, hilkach batal tnai. That's the cloud. Whenever you don't do the tnai properly, the tnai is batal. Says the Gemara, no problem. What was your kasha? The get is only going to be chal after she fulfills the tnai, which is giving it back, and then she doesn't have it. So Gemara says, right, if the tnai was good, you would have that problem, but there's no tnai. You just ignore the tnai. More asagash masal rovo time at the lo kafli the tnai hakafli the tnai lo heve gita says Rash says rovo according to you Abaye, what's going to come out the way you're learning up the brisa, and the brisa doesn't say any svaras, the brisa just says that the get goes through, so you're telling me the get goes through because the reason is because it wasn't a tnai kafli. If you're saying it that way, Abaye, you're implying that had there been a tnai kafli, if it was kafli l'tanai, so then the tanai would be chal and the get wouldn't work. So it says the Rabbah, but that can't be. Michti kol tanai meicha garmin luhu mitanai b'nei ruvein. Where did we learn out all the din of mishpatei tanai? Where did we learn that from the case of negar b'nei ruvein? Right, when Klai Yisrael are going into Eretz Yisrael, about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a deal with them. With b'negar b'nei ruvein, you want to stay here meiver yarden, you better go fight, right? Im Yavr, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to fight and you're going to go into Eretz Kanan, so then you'll be able to go back. And there he makes all the Tanai exactly the way it's supposed to be. Tanai Kafel and all the other Mishpat Tanai we're going to see here in a minute. So it's all learned out from Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvim. So therefore says, Rabbah, what are one of the conditions over there? Ma Halsam Tanai called him L'maisa. Av Kol Tanai called him L'maisa. Just like over there, the Tanai was called him L'maisa. He tells B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvim, if you go in, as Rashi brings down the pasuk, im yavru, that's the tanai, if you do this, then the maisa lam, what's the maisa? I'm going to start him lam, then we'll give him the Yerusha. So the tanai has to be called him the maisa. So now it sounds like he's not asking such a strong kasha to Abaye. Like Abaye is okay in explaining the brisa. I'm just saying the inference that's coming out of your emphasis here is that the only reason the tanai is not kayim, and therefore the get works, is because of the tanai kafel. Says Rav, there's really a more fundamental problem, right? We'll call it a bigger problem. We'll see in a second that anyway it wouldn't work because you don't have tanai kafel l'maisa. He's still agreeing fundamentally with Abaye that the reason why the tanai is batal and the get is chal is because you didn't meet mishpatei tanai. We're just saying why are you pinning it on the first one of tanai kafel? It could really also be a different problem. Tanai kafel l'maisa. You don't have tanai kafel l'maisa. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, I've called Tanai Kabbal Maisa. It has to be a Tanai Kabbal Maisa. La Fuke Hacha, the Maisa Kabbal Tanai. As opposed to here, where you have the Maisa Kabbal Tanai. And again, what's going to be the Maisa Kabbal Tanai? The Tanai will be Bato, and the Get will be Chal. So Elam Rava Mishum, the Maisa Kodem Litanai. So says Rava, the Pshat is that Maisa Kodem Litanai. Now you can ask over here, what's Rava really gaining by saying the Maisa Kodem Litanai? Like I'm pointing out now, they're both agreeing fundamentally that the problem here with the Tanai is that it doesn't meet Mishpatei Tanai. Okay, it doesn't meet Mishpatei Tanai, right? And therefore they get a schal. Abaye and Rava are both agreeing with that. So what does Rava have against Abaye that he's pinning it on Tanai Kaf? Right? I was saying it before, I said the Rava said there's a better one. You know, this is a more basic. Why is that? What's the chiluk? Andrew, what does Rashi answer? Ben, how does Rashi answer this question? Why is it better to explain that the problem is that the Maisa was called to Tanai? Why is that a better explanation than Abaye is? In the end of the day, it's the same Yisod, that you didn't meet Mishpatei Tanai. So Rashi says, or Geshmak HaPshat, that Tosos deals with. Yes?
It's the actual words of the Brisa that he actually says, this is your get, before he says anything else. Like, that is the mashmaos, and it's an issue in the order that it's the Maisa Kodim of Tanai.
Okay, that's nice, but that's not what Rashi says. That's not a bad answer.
He says
Rashi says something better.
Hadar, I mean,
oh,
Look at Rashi, Rasul Mishum de Havile. Look at Rashi. Ubein l'Rav Meir, ubein l'Rabbanan, delo aflik elabik feila, kifarashayim asim v'chule, hutzer chadar v'lom v'chule. In other words, Rashi's telling you that you don't have to pin it on Rabbi Meir anymore. What he doesn't like about Abaye's teretz is that Abaye is limiting the whole price of the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Why? We would rather not do that. Says Rashi, Rav is coming to say that if you learn that the, as we'll call it now, a more fundamental problem or more universal problem, it's a better word. If you learn a more universal problem, you don't have to limit it to Shitas Rebbe. In Rishon Zermer, you can learn it also in the Rabbanan. And he says, because the whole Machlek is Rebbe Meir and the other, and the Chachamim is only within Tanai Kafa. And he has a Cheshbi, brings based on the Psukim there, but Lamaisa comes out that everybody agrees by this tonight, and therefore Rava says, I want to say this. But again, fundamentally they're saying the same Yisod in terms of the Teretz. Rava says, I have a better way of saying it. So now comes the Gemara, and you have to know what on earth was Rava's Havamina. If you knew a little bit about Mishmei Tanoim, you should have asked it on your own. If not, you can ask this Kasha after the next line of the Gemara, which is, the next line, what does the Gemara now say? Masif l'Ravad bar'avo, time of the Maisa Kodama tonight, Hathai Kodama Maisa, Loi Vigita. According to you, Rava, the only reason you're emphasizing is because the problem was that the Maisa Kodama tonight, but if it had been a Tanai Kodama Maisa, it would be good. Well, how could you say that? Michti, let's check it out. Kol Tanoi Mehecha Garminanu. Where do we learn out the din of Tanoi, Mishpeh Tanoi, Mit Tanoi, Benegar Bnei Ruve? Mahasim Tanoi Bedever Echra, Maisa Bedever Acher, Av Kol. Just like over there, it's got to be a Tanoi Bedever Echra, Maisa Bedever Acher. They can't, the Tanai and the Maisa can't be within the same exact thing. We'll speak to that in a second. So, Av Kol. So, to all Tanai have to be like that. Just like by Benegar Bnei Ruve, it wasn't in the same thing. The Tanai and the Maisa were two separate issues. Rav Kol said, every Tanai has to be like that. Lafuke, hacha. Lafuke, this case. The Tanai and Maisa with Avarecha. The Tanai and the Maisa with Avarecha. So what does that mean, Tanai and Maisa with Avarecha? Here, the Tanai and the Maisa are both about the get. Normally you say like this, you know, if you want to, who was saying, give me a Tanai before? It was you, John?
Which one?
You had the Tanai and the Maisa with the Shnei Dvar, right? If you want me to do your homework, no, some of you know. Okay, anyway, right, if I tell you, I'll sell you my house if you give Bob $200, right? There's two separate things. There's the house and there's $200, not connected to each other, right? Here, I'm making the Tanai and the Maisa all about the get. It's not like, so example, we can go back in the get, make it easy, right? In the get itself. The reason I want to leave that out is that Achronim asked by get, it could also be always be a problem, but let's shoot. A regular case of get, what do you say? Arayat Migureshes, if you give me $200. So there you have the Maisa, which is the Gerushin, and the $200, which is a separate thing, Bechlal, not about to get. $200, that's the Tanai. Over here, the Tanai and the Maisa are all about to get. You're giving her the get, and you're saying, give me back the get. That's all Bedavar Echad. So therefore, the Gemara attacks Rava. Now you have to ask, what on earth was Rava's Havamina? What on earth was Rava's Havamina to say what he's saying? The Gemara is going to just slug him up a second later. Okay? On the other hand, you could ask the opposite question, which is, what do you care more about? What does this last Kasha, what does Rav Adbar Ava care more about Tanai Bedavar Echad, Umayis Bedavar Echad, than Rava's time? I'm asking two opposite questions, but they're both good questions. You have to ask maybe one and then answer it and then ask the other one. In other words, like this. Abaye and Rava, and then we're going to see Rav Adar and Rava, they're all basically saying the same time, which is, you didn't meet Mishpat. The problem with the Braisa is, the reason why the Tanai is no good is because you didn't meet the Mishpat there tonight. Abaye said, you didn't have a Tanai kaf. Rava is saying, you had Maisa Kodim with Tanai, and then Rav Adar and Rava is going to talk about about Bedavar Echad, right? They're all pretty much saying the same thing, it's a different angle. So we explained why Rava's better than Abaye. Rava's better than Abaye because Rava's saying something which applies according to all the Shitas, whereas Abaye is saying it only according to Rav Meir. Okay, that's clear. But let's ask now my second question, and let's deal with that one first. What is Rav Adar Rava gaining by having Tanai Bedavar Echad, Maisa Bedavar Echad? Why is that better than Maisa Kodom Latanai? Right? So different ways to say it. But so Geshmaka Pshat over here. that by Mefarshim speak out that when you're talking about Bedavar Echad, there's no way to get around it. Meaning what? If our Mishnah, and Tosa actually points out over here, that a lot of times we assume that the Tanai was done properly. Even though the Mishnah or the Brisa only said it in a certain way, this little man's with Andrew's question, right? Even though it just said Almanas, really the guy spoke out the Tanai Kafel. Really it was the Tanai Kafel Mice. Right? Just the Mishnah didn't speak it out. So you can always get out of it in the Brisa and say that even though it says the Tanai, really the Gemara is being lavda, the Mishnah is being lavda. Afka it meant Tanai Kafel Mice. But you can't get around the whole case is that it's Almanas giving back to get. So that's by definition going to be Tanai Maisa Vedover Echad. You can't get around that. That's why it's a better pshat. There's a better pshat to say because you can't, there's no answer to that. If it's Tanai Kafel, okay, so you say, oh, he really did a Tanai Kafel. He really had it the other way around. But here, what are you going to say? The whole kishkas of the Tanai is that it's Tanai and Maisa Vedover Echad. So now, assuming that that's a good kasha, now, the Gemara asks, right? So what was Rava thinking? Like, why didn't Rava knew Mishnah there tonight? Abai, maybe for some reason, wasn't getting involved. He wanted to say Dafter Meir. Rava's already saying, listen, we have to go to all the Mishnah there tonight. Right? He says, look, where's the Lundar from Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvain? And there, it's all the Dinim of tonight. So why didn't he just say, like, Ravad the Rav? So that's already. So now, we have to answer the first question. Then you have the second question. I said it the opposite order before, but it's okay.
So how do we
realize that? I don't know. So he says that's really the pshat. Tanai ma'isa b'davar echad, and therefore it's not going to work. The Gemara finishes off. Rav Ashi Omar Hamani Rebbe, the Omar Vuna Omar Rebbe, Kala Omar Almanask Omar Machshav Dami. He says, "It's Rabbi. What's he doing? He's going back to the very beginning of the kasha. We brought this brisa. What was the premise of our question on the brisa? The premise of our question is that we're assuming that we go like the rabbanim, who argue on Rebbe. They say almanas is not me'achshav. Since they say almanas is not me'achshav, the get, if you tell her you have to give it back to me, when is the get going to be chal? Only after she gives it back, and then there's no get." That was how we got ourselves into trouble to begin with. So all of the answers we gave up until now were answers within Shitas Rabbanan. Rashi says, I have a more simple teretz. I have a simple teretz. You know what teretz is? We're not going like the Rabbanan. You thought the price is like the Rabbanan. It's not. It's like Rebbe. And Rebbe Shita is that Almanas is like Me'achshav. So we made up a very simple teretz. That's the way Rebbe, that's where Rashi answers the price. The problem is that the Farshim asked, Mr. Rishon already asked this kasha. The problem with that is, he of course agrees to all the Mishnah Tanaim as well. But in other words, like this, by telling you that you're going like Rebbe, you didn't deal with the fact that the Tanai is a bad Tanai. Right? The Tanai is still a messed up thing. You don't, according to all the Shitas, it's not Kafel, it's not Kafel. You don't. You have the same issues that you had in the Rabbanah. So what are you gaining by saying it's Rebbe? What are you gaining? You're still going to have to come on to that, right? What sort of Ashi trying to push out of Ashi? No, I don't need anything you said. You know what? You thought the whole thing, like the way I spoke it out right now, which the way I spoke it out was true, but I tricked everybody because even right, the way you're saying it, it still doesn't help anything, right? He's saying, no, you missed the whole book. The whole premise of your kasha was wrong. It's not the Rabbanan. It's Taka Rebbe. Oh, everything's good. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the Tanai is still messed up. Yeah, so you're going to still have to come on to those tables, or you don't, right? So some of Rashi say that maybe Taka doesn't hold it like that. He doesn't hold the Mishnah tonight, but there is a Shita Sarambam. This will be a right, the Shita Sarambam. It goes back to Andrew asked me a question right before Shir. He says, I don't understand this whole thing, this whole Gemara. And this, anybody who ever learns Mishnah tonight asks this question a day or two after he learns it, because he starts getting to Mishnah. They're like, no Mishnah in Shas, I'm exaggerating, but almost none, have Mishnah tonight. None of the Mishnah that you ever read, including the ones we've seen in Mishnah's Gita in this parrot, don't meet Mishnah tonight. They're never written properly. What's the deal with that? All the almanas that we find, so either you're going to have to say every time that it's lav dafka, and really they did mean to say it, right? Or it's going to feed those shita, not like, you're going to have to like, every time somehow be matcha what's going on in the Mishnah, or you could say like the Rambam holds that whenever you say almanas, you're no longer bound by Mishnah tonight. Right? In the case of, you say, like, in the case of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven themselves, if you do this and do that, then you need all the Mishnah Yatana. But if you say Hareza Al Menas, you no longer need.
It's considered as like.
I don't know. Wow. I'm speaking issue. I don't know how it works, but the Rambam says you're no longer bound Mishnah Yatanoim. And this, I think, is his Raya, Andrew's Kasha, because what do you do all the Mishnahs? So the Maya said that's what's going to come out. Let's just quick recap what we have, and then we'll take a question. I didn't get to speak out the Gishmak HaTayis on top, but that's okay. The bottom line is we started with the two Lishnas of Rabbah trying to pull out from the din of Hillel. Hillel made a specific takana when it came to Bat Arechoma. The Shaila is, can we infer from there anything about Gittin? In other words, can we infer what's the halacha be'etzem about giving somebody something bal korcho? So Rabbah, in each Lishna, tried to prove one thing, and it was rejected. Right? There was a dechiyah to each side. Okay, so those are the two Lishnas with the Dechiyas. Then we mentioned the Shas Klal, that Rabbah brings the name Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is always like Rishon Gamliel, with the exception of three. One of those three happens to be our Mishnah. That's the din of Tzidon. We spoke about the other two cases where the halacha is not like Rishon Gamliel. In all other scenarios, you find Rishon Gamliel in the Mishnah, the halacha is like him. Based on that, we had a Shver Brisa, because the Brisa talks about halacha of a man who makes a t'nai, he gives his wife a get with the t'nai that she has to give it back. Since we're assuming that we don't go like Shitas Rebbe, so we have Shver. If we're not calling Shitas Rebbe, we mentioned earlier, Shitas Rebbe is Kol Omer Amanas Ma'achshav, Kol Omer Amanas is Ma'achshav Dami, so then we have a problem. What's the pshat in this brisa that the get works? So we had one answer, which brought us back to Shem Galil, that it's going like Shitas of Shem Galil. That was rejected, because this is not doimer. Shem Galil says you can substitute when you don't have the original. Here you can't substitute. And then we had two basic answers. Answer number one to the brisa is, it's true that we go like the Rabbanon, and normally, and therefore Amanas is not Kami Akshav Dami. Here the reason the get works is because the Tanai is batal. The Tanai didn't work, because it did not meet Mishpatei HaTanai. Why did it not meet Mishpatei HaTanai? Three answers. Abaye says, because it's not a Tanai Kofel, and we're going like the mayor. Rava says, because it's not Tanai Kodom Lamaisa, it's Baisa Kodom Tanai, and that's going to everybody, it's a problem. And Rabba says, because you have Tanai and Maisa V'davar Echad. So those are the three answers that are all really one answer, telling us that the Mishpatei HaTanoim are not met, and therefore this Tanai is just forget the Tanai, and he gave her a regular get. Rav Ashi says, no, your Hanukkah is wrong. You thought that we were going like Rebbe, who holds Kol Omer Amanas is, you thought we're going like the Rabbanan, who holds Amanas the Lav Kachshav. I mean, no, really we're going like Rebbe. And if you go like Rebbe, so the get is chal right now. You don't have a problem.